You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ at the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and this week on CJ at the Movies, I got three reviews, two docs and a rom-com. Our first movie is All In, The Fight for Democracy, a political documentary about the ongoing fight for the right to vote, which satisfies and angers you at the same time. It's mostly told through the perspectives of Democrat and activist Stacey Adams, who would have been the first female African-American governor of Georgia if Brian Kemp didn't win. Anyway, the movie reveals her struggles in thriving in a broken nation. It's not just the voting rights being denied in various states, but also voter fraud is another issue, and less evidence is being provided. All In, The Fight for Democracy is about how there are those still willing to fight against a broken system, or at least express their emotions. I'm not too political, but I acknowledge how difficult this issue is and how discrimination still affects the nation. It's premiering on Amazon Prime this week, and I give it 3.5 stars. Our next movie is The Sit-In. Harry Belafonte hosts The Tonight Show, another documentary. This one is now available on NBC's Peacock streaming service, which tells the story about how the singer, actor, and activist was asked by Johnny Carson to host The Tonight Show for a week, thus changing the course of late-night television forever. He has had guests like Martin Luther King Jr., Aretha Franklin, Paul Newman, and Bobby Kennedy, among others, and most of his shows apparently had to be erased for the studio to make room for other shows and save money and space. There are, however, some saved footage and archival voice recordings for this doc to provide the evidence of this moment in history. And even if we don't get every detail in the movie, we're still educated and amazed at how Harry Belafonte was able to share his feelings about what cultures went through and how the media was impacted by all this. He's still alive and kicking, by the way. 3.5 stars. And our last movie is The Broken Hearts Gallery, a rom-com that has a goofy spirit and tone of a 90s sitcom and brings familiar characters in one funny and good-hearted flick. It stars Geraldine Viswanathan from Blockers and Bad Education as a young New Yorker who loses her boyfriend and job and has kept every single possession from practically every single moment of their former relationship. And she also meets a dreamer played by Daisy Montgomery who plans to turn a YMCA into a hotel, which is having difficulties. Then she decides to use the opportunity to start a broken hearts gallery, which would hold possessions of the loved ones people lost. It may lag in certain areas of the film, but the movie still has a lot of laughs and charms and allows us to care for the main characters and their ambitions. Viswanathan mostly provides the laughs and spirit, while Montgomery has a strong sensibility, and you get some charming and silly supporting work from Philippa Sue, Molly Gordon, and Bernadette Peters. I was newly reminded about how goofy and charming I Feel Pretty was, and The Broken Hearts Gallery keeps you going. 3 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.